Shalom, shalom. I am so honored to have been supporting you, to be supporting you on this journey of With All Your Heart. The first week has been unbelievable. The feedback on the interviews, how much I hear that you're taking away from them, what we've shared on the training and the process that is unfolding on those trainings, and the VIP questions that are coming up and the conversations that we're having on those calls have all been so amazing and game-changing for creating the relationship that you'd want, to feeling more calm, confident, and connected in your life, in your home, in building the home that you want. And I want to take a moment as we finish up this first week to just connect a little bit to everything that we've talked about and bring it into Shabbos with us. You know, this week we have Achrimot and Kedoshim as our parshas, and those are very powerful parshas and a very important place in the Torah. It's a very fascinating, you know, very often we kind of get stuck in Vayikra. You know, we're like, what's going on? It's all connected to the Mikdash. We can feel very disconnected from it, and it can feel like it's not really relevant to our lives. But what's really interesting is that Vayikra itself is, besides, it's actually my favorite book. I feel very connected to it in the fact that it's really teaching us how to have a relationship with Hashem. And that when it's not clear how to have a relationship, when we see from different episodes in Jewish history, whether it's, you know, the issue with the golden calf or the mistake that Nadab and Avihu make on the first day of the Mikdash, we see that it's very difficult for us to really understand how to have a relationship with Hashem, which makes sense because here we are, physical beings in the very finite beings, trying to have a relationship with the infinite, with a God, right? With God, who we can't see, we can't even describe, we can't picture. It's hard to understand. How do we have a relationship with Him? And the way that Hashem teaches us to have a relationship is through first starting out with very clear, delineated rules and laws and directions, right? You want to have a relationship with me? Sure. Here's how. Bring this korban. Do this, you know, step-by-step process, and that's going to bring you close to me. And it, all of the beginning of Vayikra gives us very clear delineated rules and step-by-step processes that help us to connect to Hashem. Because when a relationship feels very like we're confused, we feel stuck, we feel unsure of how do we create a connection, it's very helpful to start by having very clear ways of how to do it. And this week, these parshas start to shift to, okay, once you have clarity on what that relationship looks like and some of the basic understanding of the practical way that that relationship works, then you can start to experience it more in your day-to-day life. You want to connect to Hashem, you don't have to go to the Mikdash and bring a korban. You can also do it through how you treat others. You can do it through celebrating in your own home, celebrating the holidays. We'll see, that's next week, right? Through the different, and it, this actually goes all the way till the end of Vayikra, where Hashem says, you want to get close to Hashem? You can, don't have to specifically bring this calf or, you know, this flower offering. You can dedicate anything to Hashem. And that's right at the end of Vayikra, the laws of Erchin, that we can really bring anything to Hashem. Anything can be used in our relationship with Hashem. And I think about this a lot when I speak to women about working on their relationships, because one of the pieces of resistance that women have is, why does it have to feel so hard? Or why do we have to learn all these ideas? Within that is a bit of like a limiting belief, like we talked about yesterday, this idea of, shouldn't we just know? Isn't it enough to just get married and go into a home together? Shouldn't we be able to just figure it out? Shouldn't it be easy? Shouldn't we just get along? Shouldn't we just have the type of relationship we want? It must be, if we're struggling, it must be if it's hard, that something's not right, or that I'm putting too much into it. And what Vayikra is teaching us, what I think we can really take from these parshas, is the recognition that actually relationships are complicated. Relationships are challenging because here you have two different people, right? Just like Hashem gives us these metaphors, like Hashem relates to us in a way that we know from Nevi'im that we're supposed to relate our relationship with our spouse to our relationship with Hashem, and our relationship with Hashem to our relationship with our spouse. Did I just say that the right way? Right, our relationship to our spouse parallels our relationship to Hashem, just like our relationship to Hashem parallels our relationship with our spouse. And what we can see is that relationships can be challenging. It makes sense when you step into a new relationship to not have the clarity of how do we do this? Because you're two different people. And because relationships actually need certain skills, we need to bring forward parts of ourselves that we may not have had to bring forward. Women say to me all the time, I get along with everybody else just fine. Why can't I get along with my husband? Your relationship with your husband is unlike any other relationship that you have with anyone else. And therefore, there is what to learn. There is what to understand. There is what we can do. And here's the thing. The more we do it, the more we learn, the more we recognize our limiting beliefs and our fears, the more we recognize where we might be stepping into unhealthy patterns, like we talked about the other day, of trying to please, trying to smooth everything over, the more we recognize where our fears are taking over, the more we realize that we've been negating ourselves, and we try to actually bring ourselves into the relationship so we can fully create a real connection and intimacy. And the more we allow ourselves to be on that journey, the more we recognize that we're not going to be perfect and we're not supposed to already have it all together. It's part of the process to learn. And the more we do all the things that we're going to continue to learn over the course of With All Your Heart, and I hope beyond, as we connect with each other and learn, you know, and move forward in learning these ideas, the more we do that, the more we make it part of our every day, the more it becomes something that we understand and we integrate, it does become easier. It does become less of a, you know, of a challenge. It does become our way of life. That yes, just like with the Mikdash, just like our relationship with Hashem, we have to be diligent. We have to be on top of it. We have to make it, we have to prioritize it. We have to constantly be looking and understanding, and we can't just, as much as we think that, isn't love just like being comfortable with each other? And yes, but how does the comfort come? The comfort also comes from the constant care and concern. Am I being my best self? Am I treating you the way that I want to treat you? And there is a balance there, a beautiful balance. And the more we have these skills and the more we feel comfortable in them and confident in them, the more connection we can create. And that's what's so beautiful that we see at the beginning of this parsha, right? Because Achrei Mot, the children of Aaron, after Aaron's sons are killed, right, in the Mikdash, you can imagine it was very hard for Aaron to go into the Mikdash, right? Oh my gosh, this is scary. This is, you know, this is difficult. And it's true that a relationship, the closer it is and the more important a relationship is, the scarier it is. Right? It's very different how you feel when someone that you barely know upsets you than when somebody that you're close to upsets you. The closer a relationship is, the more rules there are, the more sensitive it is. And that's why it also makes sense that our relationships with our husbands can be the most difficult and the most challenging. And Hashem says, yes, it's scary, but I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how to have a relationship with me, and then come close, Aaron. Bezot tavo. This is how you come close to me, he says. Please come back into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. It's true, your sons died here, but that's because they didn't know how to do it. But I'm going to teach you, and please come close. And then he teaches all of Am Yisrael, come to the Mikdash. Come, bring a korban. Come eat. Come share with me. Come have a relationship with me. And then we go into Kadoshim, Hashem says, and then you can, from that knowledge, as we talked about back on the first day, that you are holy, even when you make mistakes. Yes, they messed up. And we can learn from it, and we can move forward in everything that we do, in every area of life. Kedoshim talks about so many different parts of our lives, and Hashem says, in all of that, you get to express your holiness, you get to express your relationship with Hashem as you strive and grow to get closer. And we can apply that to all of our relationships, especially our marriage, especially our most intimate relationship. And I bless us all that we should have that clarity and inspiration to know that, yes, sometimes it's difficult, and yes, sometimes we mess up, and yes, sometimes it's painful, and there are answers, there are solutions, it's never hopeless or helpless. We get to look to see, how can I continue my journey so that I can create the connection I desire? Again, I'm so honored that you have chosen to be on this journey with me. I look forward to continuing to share with you and learn together and connect together next week. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbos. And until next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, may we all be blessed to live, love, and be loved with all our hearts. Shabbat Shalom.